We're going to talk about Kane's Twitter here in a second. I thought it's my favorite. Kane's Twitter and I, like, we're like this. We're like this, me and Kane's Twitter. They love me. Not really. Mike, the athletic director, I'll never remember his name for as long as I live, the athletic director at Florida State, you might know his name. Who cares? Mike Alford. When he started crowing back in February about we should get this, they get this, we provide this. Self aware, not Mike Alford.
Mike revisionist history. I guess.
What was your take from the spring meetings and the crowing about other people's money?
Well, I mean, in Florida State's case, look, I sometimes athletic directors have to speak directly to their fan base, right?
Okay.
No one was better at that around here, I don't think, than Debbie Yao, for example. She right. understood what the fans wanted to hear and would often say that sometimes before they even could. And that's exactly what he's doing. I mean, literally, that's all their fans have said for years and years and years. And this is even when they weren't very good. Like, Florida State fans have stood on this, on the fact that their brand is worth more than anybody else's and that some schools aren't trying all that hard in football. And I think Florida State, this is part of my guess, but I think there's a little extra resentment in there too, a little bit, in that they don't have the rich alumni base that a lot of other schools do sure. at their disposal either. And so now you put them behind the eight ball in revenue generation as well, when they're a school that does really care about football. And I understand where they're coming from, but I also just think this is posturing. And even if there is a revenue sharing thing based on on-field success, like, it's not going to be significant enough to make a difference. And you know what? You better hope that you can live up to it as well. Like, that's the other part of it. It would be great if Florida State and Clemson and Virginia Tech and Miami won the success award every year and yep. got a bigger share of the revenue. But, I mean, we can't say that that's consistently happened. Except Clemson's the only one we could say has been consistent, honestly.
Yeah, the last decade. Does FSU have the best brand in the league?
I don't – you know what? That's tough to say. I mean, I think Miami has a good brand as well, but Florida State is currently in better position, you know, both going forward and now, yeah. I think, to capitalize on that. I think both earned a lot of cachet with what happened in the 90s and 2000s. Sure. And for both of them, especially Miami, I think that cachet is running lowish. And they may need to replenish. But, like, we say that, and how right. long have we been making fun of Texas? For example,
sure.
for Texas being back. You know what I mean? And so
back to what,
you know, they're not the only ones. I don't know. And that's the other part though, right? The ones that we make fun of the most for not being back, those are the ones that television executives assume will be good for your TV screen. Because you care enough to hate watch them.
Right. That's true. You know what? Texas is like the Chicago Cubs. So, you know, what we're really finding out is that the national championship in that, what, 2 or 3 year era, that was the outlier. Texas is otherwise just kind of meh. They make a ton of money. A ton of right. money. Like the Cubs. And like, until they finally mixed in some championships, the Red Sox. They just make oodles and oodles of money. But, you know, the success ain't all there. Here's the thing about Florida State. Is that over this period of time, they haven't been successful enough on the field to really beat their chest about we deserve this and we deserve that. Yes, I understand. I saw a chart that they had, like, they and Clemson had the highest TV ratings of schools in the ACC. I mean, honestly, is that we're just pointing to TV ratings? That's it? The brand value.
That's where the money comes from.
Sort of. Yeah, it does. It does. But I mean, I don't know how much of that is specifically to Florida State. So a couple of years ago, Duke and Virginia played a couple, like two or three, they played two times. And they were both of the games were in the top 10 of the number, you know, top 10 rated college basketball games. Are we now to say that Virginia and their basketball brand is a top 10 brand? Well, no, that was because they played Duke. So sometimes those games involve the other team too. Again, I'm not trying to slam Florida State.
Sure.
I don't think their brand is as great as they claim it to be. And they don't deserve anything simply because Bobby Bowden had a dynasty for nearly 20 years.
There's a lot of looking down the nose that happens from Florida State football fans on the rest of the league. I mean, even when Wake was handing them their own butt, they would still sit there and say they deserve more money,
right?
Because they were like, Wake doesn't even care about football that much, and they're not spending the money, and they have a high school stadium, and it's embarrassing. So, like, you know what? To their credit, almost, like, they haven't cared if they were good or not. Florida State fans to say that they haven't said, wait till we're good. They're like, no, man, y'all aren't doing enough, you know? And now, do they make some valid points at times? They have made some valid, like, are we sure Boston College is still awake over there? Are they okay? You know,
no.
How much do they still care about football? I'm not feeling it.
They field a team. Jeff Lafley tries hard.
Come on now.
They care. Lafley, I think they care more than Georgia Tech. All right, which is the better Twitter, Florida State Twitter or Canes Twitter? Carolina Hurricanes, not Miami Hurricanes.
Look, I would be a traitor to this area and to people that I know and like very much, I think, if I didn't say Canes Twitter's better.
Better in a good way or better in a bad way?
I should say
crazier. What's crazier, Canes Twitter or FSU Twitter?
Oh, FSU Twitter.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're
FSU Twitter. But I don't have any problems with them because I know what upsets them. Like, you don't see me tweeting this, okay? You don't see me tweeting some of these thoughts. I know better. I revenue sharing is like throwing blood in the water to sharks for FSU. No, don't even. I'm not even talking about it. Y'all take your extra money. I don't care. You're good.
What do you like about Canes Twitter?
I think it's a lot of people that are not unlike ACC Twitter in that there's a lot of self-deprecation amongst the fan base, but also don't come for us. Only we come for us,
right.
Not you. You know, like, only Canes Twitter comes for Canes Twitter, not outsiders telling people how the hockey in the South is an abomination or whatever. And I like that they stick up for the area and
they do
stick up for the team within reason. And I like that about them. I think they have more sanity.
Here's my take on Canes Twitter, because there are two extremes to Canes Twitter. And one of them is adorable. The treating the Canes like a newborn puppy. That's one part of Canes Twitter. They're adorable. We love everything about them. Even when they
That's the Duke football effect. Yeah.
When they poop on the rug, wow, isn't that cool? Let me clean that up. And then there's the other part, the dark part of Canes Twitter. The dark part of Canes Twitter that see a loss in January as the end of the universe and this team will never win. I'm done with this team. That part of Canes Twitter needs to be lopped off and thrown into the ocean.
Yeah, that doesn't. I mean, look, I'm not a hockey expert. I've never claimed to be, but it's a lot of games. You know, that's my analysis of the situation. There are a lot of games.
Yeah, 82.
A lot. Yeah, probably don't need to worry so much about losing just literally one of them.
Every single night is a referendum. Every single night. Did you watch 5 periods of hockey last? Or 9, 8, 12 periods? However many periods. It might still be going on.
I am. Unfortunately, I did not, and I was in bed.
Gosh. I don't know.
But I'll have to tune back in.
You should. But, well, the game's over now. Last night's game is over. I'm here. If it was still going on,
maybe there's
be at the
a
arena.
Condensed replay going on.
Well, you can. You can go to NHL.com and you can watch like a 12-minute version of that entire game, which it was an entertaining game, even though there were no goals for over an hour of played sport. Because by the middle of the third period, we were done with scoring until at the very end of the seventh period. So that's a
well, real. I guess the dude who asked me a question comparing the Canes, a mailbag question comparing the Canes to Virginia basketball, I guess he'll feel validated by that then.
How do you compare the Canes to Virginia basketball?
I don't know. A lot of people, I was like, hockey people, explain this to me. And hockey people were like, we can't. That's nonsensical. So never mind. It was fine. But I think it was just like defense oriented. Anytime someone sees a team oriented around its defense, then they, and puck possession. And it's like, and people were like saying that. They're like, oh, but the Canes play way more entertaining, and explaining it to me. I'm like, that actually sounds like Virginia. That sounds like Virginia, everything you're saying in basketball, the equivalent. So y'all need to chill out.
Well, you know me. I'm not the biggest fan of I don't mind defense. I just don't like teams that kind of intentionally hold back offense. But I think Tony does that for when he has better offensive players. I think he lets them go a little bit. But when they don't, he won't. And that's my my ultimate problem. But I'm glad you wrote about Kane Switter in the mailbag, Lauren Brownlow. You still bullish on Bryce?
I don't know. Bullish is a strong word.
Come on.
You know,
I'm here to hype him up.
No, my kid asked me about the Panthers the other day. He's like, who's the quarterback now? I told him. And he said, is he as good as Cam Newton? And I said, no. And he started crying. Oh. So a lifetime of this ahead of him.
Well, he's adorable. Just like that part of Hurricanes Twitter, they'll look at Bryce Young and say he's adorable. I think he's going to be great. So will he be as good as Cam? Probably not, because that's how good Cam was.
No.
But I think Bryce can.
And that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean he can't be fine. I'm not saying that. I had to be honest with my kid. Just no.
All right. Well, next time the Hurricanes play seven periods, you have to watch.
Okay, I promise.
Those are the rules.